Yep.
And that's all we need to hear.
I'll take it.
That you're loving the show and we appreciate you turning us on every single morning. It makes our friggin' day to hear that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Producer Matt was at the Southie Parade yesterday for St. Paddy's Day. We're seeing video footage pop up on Instagram. Mm-hmm. It was a wild party.
Always.
Somehow, I think the drinking this year was at a new level. Would you agree with that, Producer Matt? Because I've been many years.
Yeah, no, this was wild. And I think a part of it was the fact that it was a shortened route, so there were more people in a smaller area.
And probably because it's so cold,
yeah,
you need to stay a little warmer. Right.
Numbing themselves.
Yeah.
That too, but it was fun.
So this guy proves that.
And you like the Red Sox?
I love the Sox.
And you like Boston?
Yeah.
And you like Southie?
Yeah.
And you like Southie? And you like the Yankees?
No,
the Yankees, motherfucker.
I love that Producer Matt's born and raised in Boston, and yet he'll still go, you like the Yankees? Oh, just to mess with the guy.
He's a troll. I love it.
So why are you so fired up today?
I'm still drunk. I've been drunk for 4 days straight.
Four days?
Yes.
Aren't you hungover?
No, I just keep drinking, bro.
Don't you feel sick?
No, sick. I just throw up every couple of hours.
Oh, so wait. So that's the way you combat it? Yeah, you know, you can't drink that much or you poison yourself. So you just throw up every couple hours. That sounds like there's an issue there. I'm no doctor, but you might want to look into that one.
Boot and rally, man. That's
yeah, but don't you want to sleep?
No, sleep. But for Boston.
And by the way, since when is sleep a bad thing?
I love sleep.
All I want to do is sleep.
I know.
Hey, you know it's so early in the day, right?
Dude, it's so early and I'm faced right now. So let's go Bruins. So,
and what do you think of the people out here?
I love the people out here. Y'all are my boys. That's you're my boys.
All day.
I love the girl, she's hot as she's hot as
oh man.
Okay.
Barely follow what they're saying.
Most of the girls are hot as out here. But I'm not about the hottest. I'm about the personality, big personality guy. Yeah, yeah.
Now listen.
Okay.
Wait,
all right.
But hold on. When you say that and you're like, that girl's hot as bleep, that girl's hot. When you say that seven times and you come out with, well, I'm really a personality guy. I don't know if I can believe that.
No.
Like, if I'm one of the girls walking by, I'm going to say, hey, sounds like maybe he's more focused on the hot factor.
Yeah, I would say so.
And what are you doing here today?
Here to up some East Milton kids.
Now, this is a whole thing. This guy is from Quincy, right?
Okay.
And he has a problem with East Milton. And it's not like this is the only guy. We've heard this for years.
Oh.
Apparently, if you're from Quincy,
yes,
you don't like East Milton because they took ownership of a Burger King. Is that right? There's a local Burger King between the two towns.
Uh-huh. And the East Milton kids, I guess, go there and that upsets the Quincy kids.
I mean, it just sounds like the most nonsensical fight I've ever heard of in my life. But they're very passionate about it.
Yeah.
You really don't like East Milton?
No. East Milton.
Wait, what's wrong with East Milton?
They try and claim a BK that's not third.
Let me tell you what's wrong with East Milton.
Thanks.
Now, this is a chant that I guess everyone in the town knows. Who farted East Milton?
Such a good chant.
And you'd think, okay, well, maybe they're joking about the Burger King thing, but they sound so dead serious about it. It's very confusing.
Who farted East Milton?
East Milton smells like and they try to claim our chicken nuggets. They don't deserve our chicken nuggets. Those chicken nuggets are our chicken nuggets. East Milton, they smell like
East Milton trying to take our chicken fries. They can go get a four-for-four at Wendy's. Those kids.
No, and that's the other thing. In order to insult East Milton, they say they're not good enough for Burger King. They need to go to Wendy's to get a four-for-four deal. They're very serious about this.
I know.
Losers! Yeah!
What if I told you I was from East Milton?
We suck!
Well, I'm not. I'm from Acton.
Okay.
So.
Acton, let's go!
If you met...
By the way, this is how you know that Producer Matt's crazy. You hear these guys screaming about how much they hate a certain town. Matt goes, I'm from that town, by the way.
I know. I would run like the wind.
And if you met the hottest girl in the world and she wanted to go out with you, but she was from East Milton...
What a great question.
I'm a loyal kid, all right?
What if a guy wanted to pay you $1 million to move to East Milton? Would you do
it? I want to take it. Hell no. East Milton.
Okay, well, now they're just being crazy. Okay.
It's hilarious.
East Milton. What? It's our BK. East Milton, don't ever come back. Otherwise, you get catch the hand.
East Milton. Try to take our Burger King, all right? That's all I got to say.
So that's a thing. All I know is if I'm in the mood for Burger King, I'm going to steer clear of that one. I'll find it in another town. It just sounds like there's a lot going on there.
This needs to be in the history books one day.
Well, it sounds like it is.
I know.
I think it should be on the Quincy flag. Yeah. Who farted East Milton?
East Milton.
With a big king.
East Milton.
Right, yeah, the BK logo.
Now, this girl was very proud of her Irish heritage.
Okay.
What's your